now coming to the last item on our program. Since we've heard all the work by these guys, and it's only guys doing, we thought it was time to, you know, at least in terms of literature used, to give the women some. So this is a story by Lydia Cabrera, the great writer who died just, you know, a few years ago at the ripe old age. Nobody knew exactly how old she was. She was around 90, but she is one of the prime gatherers of Yoruba, Congo, and Karabali lore, vocabulary, tales, testimonies, practices, medicine. Just about, it's immense. The best place to start with her work is El Monte, which you can find in botanicas and bookstores alike. This is a Congo story, and it's actually her own, but written by her completely, but it's told in the style of Congo tale, and it's called How the Monkey Lost the Fruit of His Labor. One ganga told his wife, "I think I'll clear an acre and plant some rice." "Go ahead, do what you want to do," answered Viviana Angola. One ganga almost never finished what he started. His enthusiasm inevitably waned by noontime. This time, Juan Ganga was determined to harvest rice. He spent a day leveling the field. He cut down a tree or two. The next morning, finding the entire field cleared, he gathered sticks until vespers. The following day, he found all the dead wood burned. He returned at daybreak with a hoe and hoed leisurely until sunset. When he returned the next dawn, the land was completely hoed. The rice ripened, and Juan Ganga happily decided that the moment had arrived to show off his work to Viviana Angola before beginning the harvest. But then a monkey arrived and told him, "Juan Ganga, the rice is ready for reaping. When are you going to begin?" "I thought I'd start tomorrow." "Very well, but you won't be alone. We have both worked on this field, and I too have every right to profit from my work. Isn't that fair?" "Yes, sir." "If you come tomorrow with your helpers, and I'll come with mine, I'll have 100 monkeys with me. You begin with your folk at one end of the field, and I'll start harvesting on the other side with the monkeys until we meet in the middle somewhere, and whoever gathers more will." "Isn't that fair?" That afternoon, Juan Ganga returned home discouraged, gloomy. He didn't dare, it pained him, to have to tell Viviana Angola what had happened, for each time she had heard him boast of how swiftly he had leveled, cleared, hoed, and planted his acre, she had done nothing more than say, to have to confess to her. Still, Viviana Angola could fix anything. Ah, what a woman. Whenever her name was mentioned, people always said, "That woman is worth her weight in gold," or "She's priceless." Basking in the envy of others, Juan Ganga himself proudly affirmed, "My woman is worth as much as any man." Told her, "There, you see, Those monkeys could do it only a few hours. We'll figure a way out of this scrape, said Viviana Angola. And since she couldn't go long without laughing for one reason or another, no one in the world ever laughed with such pleasure or had a more contagious laugh. Viviana greeted Fanganga's predicament gleefully. You don't understand, Viviana. These monkeys are unstoppable. They pick 10 plants where they've only seen 5. Finally, Viviana Angola, who never walked, ran, hurried away to buy a bunch of jingle bells. Jingle bells. Leave it to me. I know what I'm doing. Then she went to look for the men needed to help harvest the rice. 50 would be enough if they all worked together. She rounded them up. Viviana Angola showed up at the rice field at God's sunrise, followed by Juan Ganga and his assistants. The monkeys were already waiting there. They stood in the middle of the field between the two sections. The men took one side, the monkeys the other. Viviana Angola stood in the center. Soon there is a rich and chanting melody that stirs the curiosity of the industrious monkeys. Listen, they tell one another, interrupting their work and straining their ears. Viviana Angola sings. She turns toward the men and gently lifts the hem of her skirt. Then she turns toward the monkeys and raises her skirt to her waist. Woo! Look! The monkeys shriek, overjoyed. Look! Just look! Viviana Angola shakes her hips suddenly. Going, Goro, 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 Goro. And you hear that? She rings! So they said, more amazed each time. Hey, did you see? Yes. Yes, and just now I saw. Oh! Wait, look again! Now, look, now, now! Listen! Stupidly. Christian Archbishop Rubens. Thank you very much for coming. I hope you can do this kind of thing more often.